It's Friday, September 5th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbier. Parliament's Natural Resource Committee wants scientific evidence before deciding on the uranium project in Leonardville. Chairperson Toby Opindi said farming and mining should work together to support livelihoods. The committee also questioned why the project's water permit was revoked 4 years ago and never reissued. Uranium One spokesperson Rian van Rooyen.
The Spring Investments welcomes the findings and recommendations of the Parliamentarian Standing Committee and is fully aligned with its approach. Upon receipt of all relevant permits, we will proceed, complete the exploration phase, including the construction of the pilot plant. And that will allow us to submit comprehensive data to the authorities, clearly demonstrating project's environmental safety and significant economic potential. Our team is committed to applying global best practices to ensure this project operates safely. We are certain that with modern practices, mining and agricultural activities can successfully and sustainably coexist.
The national trade balance for July showed a deficit of 58 million Namibia dollars, reversing the 856 million surplus seen a month earlier. Despite this, the figure is far better than the 2.0 billion shortfall posted in July 2024. According to the Namibia Statistics Agency, South Africa remains the most significant trading partner. Miriam Shiepo from NSA.
The country's export composition for July 2025 was concentrated in commodities from the mining sector, such as uranium, precious stones, which are diamonds, non-monetary gold, as well as copper and articles of copper. Fish was the only non-mineral product among the top five exports. Re-exports saw an increase in the month-on-month and year-on-year comparisons by 9% and 2.5% respectively. The re-exports basket primarily comprised of copper and articles of copper, diamonds, ores and concentrates of base metals, petroleum oils and rubber tires.
Control Administration Officer Justine Shivute reports that the 6th and 7th floors of the Intermediate Hospital Karutura, including pediatric and surgery wards, are fully renovated, adding that patients who were in temporary tents have now been returned. Shivute had this to say on the new water heating system.
Now, the contractor is actually now starting as of next week on the 8th of September, and then it's expected then to be completed by November 2025, end of November. Actually, so by the 1st of December, we are expecting our patients to fully start enjoying this fruit of the system.
International Relations Minister in South Africa, Ronald Lamola, says the beneficiation and value addition of critical minerals must underpin a more sustainable and inclusive growth model. Speaking at the B20 summit in Sandton in South Africa, Lamola stressed that his country can no longer rely on extractive supply chains of the past. He urged investors in localization and technology transfer to create jobs, strengthen economies, and ensure the continent is not left behind in global supply chains. To the U.S., where the Trump administration is vowing to fight a ruling from a Boston judge who decided that the White House unlawfully moved to freeze more than $2 billion worth of funding from Harvard University. Mitch McCann is our correspondent.
In her decision, U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs wrote of the government, "The actions have jeopardized decades of research." The White House had taken steps to freeze $2 billion in research grants from Harvard after claiming the school had not done enough to combat anti-Semitism on campus. But Judge Burroughs, siding with Harvard, said anti-Semitism was being used as a smokescreen for a targeted, ideologically motivated assault on the country's premier universities. The White House is almost certain to appeal and responded by saying that Harvard University failed to protect its students from harassment. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.